I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I have to be proud of my audience in a lot of ways because tonight I gave my show the name of a Mario Bava film, Twitch of the Death Nerve. And the reason why is, well, I think the opening scene in Twitch of the Deaf Nerve is pretty terrifying, actually. It's traumatizing. That in the film, you see this woman in a wheelchair, and she's just in this house, and she's rolling up to the window to look out the window, and she goes behind, you see the mirror in the room. It's like I was describing last night. You see the mirror in the room, and she's like, you know, wheeling around, and then all of a sudden you see these hands come from out of nowhere with a noose and wraps around her neck, and he kicks the chair out from underneath her, and she's hanging there. And she's choking, and she's dying, and no one's there to help her. And so many times I've thought about that scene, and I've thought about it in such a way that I say, isn't it like the truth anymore? It's traumatizing because of what we know about some of those who have tried to bring the truth forward and how they find themselves in situations where some unknown assailant has silenced them. And they silence them in many ways. And I know that there have been a few of you who've said, you know, Clyde, when are you going to do a show about the election? When are you going to talk about what's going on in the world? You're talking about all of these strange things. And I always think that, you know, when I speak of the paranormal and I use metaphors to illustrate a point, I don't know if it's lost on people or if they do understand exactly the purpose of paranormal stories and why they're important to us, as well as history and all the other things I talk about. It's because just like it says at the beginning of the show, you can assume there are no monsters in the Oval Office. There's that scene in Alien where the little girl, Newt, says, "My mommy always told me there were no monsters, no real ones, but there are." And we elect them every year. In almost every generation, politicians always seem to assert that certain elections are the most important election of their time. It's been going on for many years. I've heard that at every rally I've been to, every protest, every march, and each time I've heard those words, "This is the most important election of our lives." We hear it all the time. And I've walked away from these marches, from these protests. I walked away with a deepening cynicism. And I always think that it's just a desperate plea for politicians to show their lack of confidence in the people and their ability to choose a viable and productive candidate. If you remember, the same thing was said in 2008. "This is the most important election of our lives." And now you go back to 2016, and each time there was always speculation that there would be a violent or turbulent transition of power. Well, now here we are in 2020. Which has not been a banner year for normalcy, and it is a different world now. It's somewhat like the various nightmares we've been seeing in some of these movies. Apocalyptic movies, movies about death and destruction, movies about coups and coups d'etats. Comic books, of course, that have some very strange stories in them. Some 30 years ago, no one would have dreamed that the United States was willing to pull the trigger on its death nerve so soon in the 21st century. Now, we know that in just days, the 2020 vote is taking place. With the country in a historically dark mood, mean, we are low on hope. We're running on spiritual empty right now, convinced that the wrong outcome will be a disaster. And nothing is certain but threats and rumors of upheaval. We no longer are in our own grandfather's or grandmother's America. This is not business as usual, and the anticipation is gut-wrenching. Right now, we're experiencing the calm before the storm, and many Biden supporters believe that a Trump victory would literally be the worst thing that could possibly happen to our country. But at the moment, most of them are quite confident that Biden will win. And likewise, many Trump supporters are absolutely convinced that we will plunge into a horrifying socialist abyss if Biden wins. But for now, most of them are convinced that the polls are wrong and Trump will put out another victory. This will happen in November. With just a little over a week until Election Day, most Americans that really care about politics are pacified because they believe that a positive outcome is right around the corner. I can't help but think that this is just another setup. I mean, those who are casting their votes by mail and unfortunately posting their ballot choices online are making a circus out of the process, hoping that all of the clowns will play along. But when the show is over, tens of millions of Americans will simultaneously melt down emotionally right in front of our eyes. If you remember back in 2016, the big national polls were dead wrong, and Trump pulled out a close victory when the mainstream media had assured everyone that it was inevitable that Hillary Clinton would win. And once again, this year, there are indications that the big national polls may be flawed again and that Trump may be doing significantly better than the mainstream media is telling us. On the other hand, Hillary Clinton never came close to the 50% mark in most national polls in 2016, and Joe Biden has consistently been above that level in recent weeks. Democratic operatives would have us believe that indicates that there are far fewer undecided voters this time around. Because so many Americans are voting by mail, it's going to take a lot longer than usual to count all the votes, and a number of key swing states are likely to be very close. If the results are close enough, it may take weeks before we have an official winner. And once an official winner is finally declared, I can guarantee you that there will be tens of millions of Americans in deep emotional pain. And all those deeply hurting people start lashing out, you won't want to be anywhere around. And I think just about everyone realized that a national psychological breakdown or a nervous breakdown is coming. It's just that most of those that deeply care about politics assume that it will happen to the other side. And at this point, even Facebook is preparing the worst. Everybody's preparing for the worst. Even Joe Biden, when he spoke at the debates, quoted something that we had talked about many months before he even brought this up. This is Joe Biden at the debates.
We're about to go into a dark winter, and he has no clear plan, and there's no prospect that there's going to be a vaccine available for the majority of the American people before the middle of next year.
Now, months when I told you all to prepare, when I said you need to prepare, go to preparewithgroundzero.com. I said prepare, get food in your house, be prepared for anything. I did a show where I wanted you to prepare, and this is what I had to say. Dark winter and Atlantic storm were both aligned in predicting the release of a biological pathogen during a massive winter storm. Now, the pathogen was spread on Black Friday, according to this exercise, during a major winter storm, of course, on the Atlantic coast. Now, even though the tabletop exercise predicted a pathogen release on Black Friday during a superstorm nor'easter, it's important to point out that the exercise may well be underway now for the fall and winter of 2020, and this is why I've come to this conclusion. Now, Black Friday, of course, is 2 months away, but so is the national election. And the overall scenario of this gain-of-function exercise was to geoengineer an early colder-than-normal summer and an early winter in order to allow for the spread of a disease, an influenza, a pathogen of some kind. However, as the events are unfolding right now, I'm beginning to see a new objective, an early winter and the advent of a twindemic before the election. Now, back in May, Rick Bright, who's the former director of the Department of Health and Human Services, Biomedical Advanced Research Development Authority, he was a whistleblower, and he came forward and he said all over the mainstream news, he said, this will be the darkest winter in modern history. And it was combined with a lot of things, a colder than normal winter, an early winter, and the possibility of COVID-19 and the flu coming together as one big major health crisis. Dark winter, of course, geoengineered With an early winter, it creates an early flu season, which combined with COVID-19 puts pressure on first response capabilities, hospitals, and will most definitely affect the outcome of the election.
That was 2 months ago. 2 months ago, I said that. Said the dark winter was well underway, that the tabletop exercise had been moved to create a pandemic or a twindemic or something that would slow down or at least create problems for the election. And here we are now, just days away, and it is going to create problems. We're already having problems created because of the mail-ins and all the other problems facing us right now. And, of course, Joe Biden mentions dark winter because of the fact that this is certainly a deep state operation that's going to disrupt the election. And it has. It has disrupted it. And this smooth transition to power is certainly something that I don't have a good feeling about. I really don't. Not with the cynicism and all the other things we've heard. And everybody telling us this is the biggest election of our lives. It is, because this certainly is going to be dancing on or tap dancing on the frayed nerves of the American people. And a psychological breakdown is about to take place. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero. And we'll be back. I'm Clyde Lewis. And you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.